I'll never forget the one story at Katmai, my first summer in the field. Bob Forbes had this operation going down there, so I went down and we were flying around the helicopter. And in those days, helicopters ran on avgas, and so if they caught on fire, they would blow up, not like the one jet turbine ones today that run on kerosene, essentially. And it turned out that we had some sort of little electrical mishap, and our wonderful mechanic had rigged a jumper into the steel battery box with a steel lid that he clamped down over the wire. And as we were flying along in the sky, that wire shorted out, and the entire wiring harness that controlled the whole helicopter caught on fire. And Dave Stone was down on the floor of the Valley of 10,000 Smokes trying to contact us on the radio to tell us that we were on fire because we were trailing this great plume of smoke in the sky. But as long as we had forward momentum, we had no idea. And we decided, you know, we're having this leisurely conversation, unaware that we were on fire. And we decided we're going to land over here. And so our wonderful pilot came in and hovered for an instant about 50 feet off the ground before setting down. And as soon as the forward momentum stopped, the cockpit instantly filled with smoke. I mean, totally black. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And this pilot, amazingly, in one motion, put the helicopter down, did a forward roll, opened the door with one hand, grabbed the fire extinguisher from under his seat with the other, landed on his feet with the fire extinguisher going. And Bob and I jumped out the other side and, you know, rolled down this canyon waiting for the big explosion, which never came. I stopped riding in helicopters after that. So after I retired, life was pretty good. I spent a couple of winters riding my mountain bike around Indonesia. Spent several winters living in a yoga ashram back in Massachusetts in the Berkshire Mountains. And so there was a lot of good stuff in all that, but still life was somewhat less exciting than it used to be. Until I discovered something just as exciting as flying around in helicopters overloaded with rocks. I started my new career of investing in internet stocks. Thank you.